100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Story. I can hear typing. I can hear typing. Why am I hearing typing? Oh, hit mute. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and you come up with the stories. Yes, you. You. Who did you think I was referring to? The dog? Oh. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's my broken headset, cats fighting in the background, or Texans fans going crazy with every... Well, they're not going to get touchdowns. The topic this week was a pick two. This is a huge long list. Man, it's just impressive. Here, let me read the damn thing out. Gone. Able. Wave. Look what's behind you. Written. Ice cream. Small mammals. Pouch. Forgiveness. Contrary. We've got a lot of stories this week. I think it's 20. Wow. Dang, you people are prolific. So let's go ahead and get right to it. First up, Jamie Titanium has returned. Yay! I like going yay, especially at 6 in the morning. No, it's 7. Wow. I'm getting a late start. Well, I've got glue in my coffee and ants in my pants, so let's go ahead and get right to it. Tell us a story, Jamie.
The Easter Bunny was gone. Now, as small mammals go, this was not insignificant. The Easter Bunny was actually my sister's stuffed rabbit that she got for Easter the year before. We'd gone camping at the lake, and he had indiscriminately and apparently grown legs and hopped away on his own. My sister certainly didn't remember leaving him anywhere. My mother searched the tend, the outhouses nearby, and the boat dock with no success. My 4-year-old sister whimpered nearby. She slept with Easter Bunny every night. I envisioned sleepless nights ahead for all of us.
Thank you, Jamie Titanium. The midget was proud to read that, although you don't want to know what bunnies do to him. It's rather disturbing. Next up, it's Tura Brejianu, and I'm going to say that last name like that because, well, I tried putting it into a text-to-speech thing in order to cheat, and I tried looking it up, and Google just fails today. I don't know why. I saw a commercial last night, and it was the Muppets showcasing Google Plus, and each Muppet had their own Google Plus, except Google Plus, they have a policy that's very unfriendly towards, well, I guess you'd call them artificial or fake identities. So, hypocrites! Oh, God. You'd think the Muppets would be making fun of that kind of stuff. Well, they were having fun, but they weren't mocking it for the policy. They were just, they're whores now. Jim Henson would have, you know, he had a very, very, very snarky kind of fun sort of, well, anyway, he's dead. We all will be one day. So I should shut up and just share Tura's story now that I've given you a positive and uplifting lead-in. Tura, tell us a story.
Look out, behind you, screamed Yotira. Dikraios withdrew his head from the Triceratops carcass he was occupied with, looked around, and stamped on the small creature trying to nibble his tail. It still twitched, so he stamped on it again. He yawned, belched, and roared in one. Why the panic, Yoti? I swear those things are getting bigger. That one was almost as big as your foot. They weren't that size a million years ago. Dikraios contemplated his ancient dinosaur memories. We stomp them. Keeps them small. We stay big. Always be that way. The next day, the asteroid hit.
Yay, asteroid! Ooh, is it coming back? Will it finish us off? Please, can I get a reservation? Come, asteroid, come finish us off. No, it won't happen. Tim Tebow will stop it. As if he could stop the Patriots. Was it Patriots? Defense? Who were they playing last night? Who got the number of that truck? Thank you, Tora. Next up, we have one from Terrence. Although, was this for this week or last week? It's mine, an Eggman Aviator, but the problem is that that site doesn't work. I don't know. Well, I'm just gonna hand this one to the midget, and we'll figure it out. I'm already babbling. I need more coffee. I'm not gonna do Bailey's. I'm doing Kahlua this week, so I was gonna have something in my coffee. A little something in my step. So, Terrence, tell us the story. Through the midget.
Send my ghost chasing after me for all the things I did or didn't do. Things I said or didn't say. I just kept on with my life. Now I'm old and slowing down, my ghosts are catching up with me. And when I'm alone, they visit me to remind me of what I did with my life. I'm sitting, a face appears in my mind, the young girl again, in the chemist. She serves me, and is pleasant. I looked at her and said, "You should get something for your spotty face." It's that hurt expression on her face that visits me.
Aww, that's sad. Whatever happened to Freckles, anyway? Or is she Misconnect the Dots of Schenectady? Be kind of fun, all the kids with zits and Schenectady, and you could have a Misconnect the Dots festival? That would just be cruel. Although, it's kind of funny. So thank you, Terrence. And let's see, who's next? I'm going to, you know, there was a cartoon that I linked to that said that I talk and talk and talk and talk. Come on, in the daily stories, they're all out by 2 minutes. I'm very, very quick with those. This, I just babble because it's early in the morning. I'm having my coffee, having a good time. This is my way of pretending to be social and together with a bunch of writers when really, I'm just sitting in the couch wrapped in a blanket with a headset on, okay? All right, okay. Writing is a lonely business. Unless you're in a crowd in a Starbucks, then you're alone together because you're all on Wi-Fi with your headsets on. Me? I'm just saving money on the price of coffee and biscotti. And speaking of saving money on the price of biscotti, we got Bonchance Longfall from Second Life. Bonchance does a whole bunch of writing and poetry and storytelling and all that cool stuff. In fact, there's going to be an event, I think, this afternoon that he does with Relish. So I don't know if he posts in the event listings or there's a website or there's a Twitter feed or a Google Plus or a Facebook or there are groups out there, I think. I don't know. I do know that you send out note cards. It's a very private affair. But, folks, it's good stuff and good people sharing stuff together over and over and over. And I could probably read some of it from memory. A poem for a friend. Yeah. No, I'm not going to get into that. So here we go with Bonchance Longfall, and welcome once again to the podcast. Man, that ramble was over 2.5 minutes. I really need to tighten things up.
The 100-word challenge, using the words wave and able. The gift. Old Myers would prove to his retirees that he could bring joy to a child with only his able hands. Years ago, he carved many toys for children. Myers, looking like Saint Nick, visited the orphanage every year. Using his keen eye, he searched for a child who would not ask for a smartphone. He picked and then asked what he wanted for Christmas. A smug Saint Nick returned with a wave from the cafeteria, with a beautiful package that felt cold to the touch as the little boy unwrapped it excitingly. The young teacher snickered as the child wailed, Not this kind of ice cream sandwich.
Oh, that rascally Santa, so behind the times. I'm surprised the fat dude didn't eat it himself. Speaking of fat, I need to... Oh, God, I'm getting... Although, I am good. I made a pumpkin pie last night, and then I threw it out. So, there you go. I just had to get the damn thing out of the freezer. I should have probably just given it to some homeless dude. Here's a frozen pumpkin pie. I know you don't have an oven. Well, too bad. All right, so thank you, Bon Johnson. Once again, welcome to the badness, and promote this, pimp this all you can through... Do you have a group? I don't know. Is the DNA Lounge? There's all sorts of events today. I can't keep track. All right, next one is... did I say thank you? I'm an ungrateful shit. Thank you, Bon Johnson. There, I got out of the way. All right, next is TJ. TJ has returned, and he's early. He's early. Usually he's like, you know, last minute, 5 a.m. Oh my God, I forgot. But this time he didn't forget. He remembered. And inspiration must have struck him. Like a train! Or a Mack truck on a train track. Or like an emu. Okay, so struck by an emu, it's TJ. That could be a TV series.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota, and in this week's challenge with a prompt of pick 2, I give you disobedience. The zookeeper was incensed. Can't you read what's written behind you? Don't feed the animals. And contrary to what you might think, small mammals don't like ice cream stuffed into their pouches. Just because you're able to do something doesn't mean you should. Lips trembled. Just then, a baby koala popped out of his mama's pouch, gripping the ice cream cone and eating it. He looked up and seemed to wave. Aw, how cute! Everyone cheered. Even the zookeeper seemed moved to forgiveness. In a few bites, the ice cream was gone, and the joey ducked back out of sight.
So... Wait, was that an adventure in online dating, or I'm a little confused. The date was at a zoo, maybe? I'm confused. I'm very confused. This is what happens when he goes early. It just... I don't understand. Everything's out of order today. Maybe I should just have some more coffee. Ah, yeah, the good stuff is at the bottom. Oh, thank you, TJ. I feel much better now. Oh my God, that ostrich just came out of nowhere and he hit Bobby. That ain't no ostrich. That's an emu. get your Hulu subscriptions ready now. Speaking of Hulu subscriptions, let's all hula down to the... there are no updates this week. Okay, he has in really big letters, no updates. However, he's Tom. We've got 3 Toms and Thomases now. This is cool. We're just going to become the Tomcast. Hopefully we won't be bought by Comcast. Tomcast on Comcast. Oh, by the way, here is 20 minutes of commercials, as opposed to 40 minutes of me babbling. I should just play this one. hold on your butts.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And tonight's story is called We All Scream For. I started sharing my ice cream with small mammals. It seemed like the neighborly thing to do. To my surprise, the range of preferences varied as widely as the variety of species. Take deers, for instance. Big fans of Neapolitan. You'd think squirrels would like pecan ice cream. Nope, strictly chocolaters. The raccoons I've dined with like a good French vanilla, not that cheap stuff. Often it's not so much the flavor as the brand. Badgers, as a rule, go for dryers. Chinchillas are fond of Haagen-Dazs. Otters can't get enough of Ben & Jerry's. I wonder what a mountain lion would like.
Well, since a mountain lion is another name for a cougar, I think young men. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Tom. Oh, What was that? More coffee? Yeah, good idea. First mug is done. So I'm going to refill my mug. Thank you, Tom. Man. Has it been? This is 299. This is the 299th weekly challenge. My God. What have I done with my life? Oh, sat in front of a computer and typed. So, speaking of other people that are sitting in front of their computers and type, we have Zach Mann, who has typed up this lovely story. And not only has he typed it up, he's recorded it. That's right. It's then sent it through email. Just the amazing things that can be done. It doesn't matter whether he's standing right behind me or he's 10,000 miles away. We're all connected now. And I'm going to connect you now with Zach Mann. Please stay on the line.
We were eating It's ice cream sandwiches when there was a thunk on the glass patio door. "Look behind you," said Joe. "What is your cat doing to that small mammal?" "Small," I exclaimed. "On the contrary, it's bigger than my tomcat. He caught an opossum, like with huge teeth in a pouch." "I think it's a goner," Joe said. "No, I beg your forgiveness. It was just playing possum." I wave at my cat, hoping if I distract him, the opossum will be able to leave. I never saw this written in a nature book.
Ooh, did you hit them all on that one? I think you did. Wow, congratulations. That's impressive. Those were some really strange topics, and you strung them together. Way to go. Cool, Zach Mann, he wins. Yay, all right, we'll figure out what monkey is. So, thank you, Zach Mann. And, No, I washed my mug. No. Fill my mug. Ugh. The first thing that goes is the memory. I don't know what goes next. Oh, I know what goes next. Muncie! Yay! Alright, I need to get my memory tested.
Salutations, y'all! Wow, I will never be a rapper! But that is not important right now. What's important is that I tell you this story. Forgiveness by Chris Monroe. It's written that forgiveness is divine, so I started forgiving people. At first, for actual things they'd done to wrong me. Then for increasingly subtler flaws in their personal character. By doing so, I expected to become divine. Not Divine the pop singer from the 80s, but rather all-powerful, a terrifying figure towering over the landscape like a colossus. I planned to use this power to crush my enemies. But I never approached that point, no matter how much I forgave. So no, forgiveness is not divine. It's written that it is, but it's not true. Still, I can forgive that. Stories at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Tweets at Twitter at munzeemunzee. But if you don't feel like reading either of those things, I forgive you.
Thank you, Muncie. And I agree, people should go and read that stuff. In fact, hit pause and read it right now. I'll wait. I hope you hit play again, otherwise you won't be hearing me now. And thanking Muncie. You can forgive me now. The great thing about coffee and our carpet is such a mess, it just absorbs it when I spill it. It drinks it right up. I bet you could use this carpet as a coffee filter. You wouldn't even have to put any coffee in it. You just, rip a hunk of it out, stick it in there, run it through, and you'd get 8 good cups right there. It would probably smell like feet. We got somebody new right now. It's Thomas Reed. Yep. Oh, they say they're full of snark. Oh, they give a suggestion, too. Give a due day and time for each weekly challenge. Okay. Oh, do-do-da-day. No. The reason why I don't... it's due Saturday at midnight or so. The reason is I record these Sunday morning. But some people really like to push the limit, or they're inspired at the last minute. So if they throw it at me, like Sunday at 5 Central Time or 6 Central Time in the morning. Okay, I'll get that in because I'm recording it and I've got email up and it just slips into the last moment. And Norval Joe and TJ do that a lot, although TJ was really early this week. So it's like, oh my God, I just found out about and I just wrote one. Can I slip it in? It's like, okay. But once the episode goes up, yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass to slip them in. But if you're inspired by it and want it to be posted anyway, I'll make an exception. Just say, okay, I'll just post the episode on its own, and there you go. It's an exhibition. It's not a competition anymore. You know, you don't have to measure yourself against others. Measure yourself against where you want to be and grow. Grow to reach that and go beyond that and reach the stars. Ow! Ow! Damn, that's hot! What was I saying? Oh, right. Thomas Reed, welcome to the Babblecast. Got a story for us?
Yes, this is Thomas Reed, more commonly known online as Tweed or Toe Tag, or that crazy bit strip person. For the meaning of these names and more, go to www.bitstrips.com/user/1222. People I know on Twitter have been on my case to write a story or two dozen, so this little piece of crap, or rather, this little podcast has given me an opportunity to start exploring my inner writer. If this twisted mathematician ever finds his writing muse, y'all are in deep doggy doo-doo. Oh, I'm also on Twitter as TR Reed. TRREED. Now, Mr. Simon, whenever you mention Tom or Thomas or TJ, you should be more specific, for I'm called by all three names, plus a few more I shall not mention here. Okay, now on with my story about two dudes, of which one is clueless.
Hold on, I just want to hit pause and get my accounting right. Okay, we got a Thomas, we got a TJ, we got ourselves this and that. All right, okay, I got it all straight. So I'm going to refer to you as Bob. All right, here we go, Bob.
Bob and Dave, a love story. Bob, yeah, I know, don't say it. But Bob, look, Dave, I know, just don't mention it again. Okay, Bob. But you, Dave, don't say it. Well, Bob, then just let me say that it's been nice knowing you. Gee, Dave, it's been nice knowing you too. Now why are you saying that? Now, Bob, you haven't wanted me to, Dave, see, if I don't tell you, not a word. Bob, do you forgive me? For what, Dave? You haven't said or done anything yet. Bob, you have to look behind you. Dave, CRUNCH!
Oops. Okay, I won't refer to you as Bob. I'll refer to you as Ice Cream Sandwich. How's that? All right, Thomas Reed, everyone. Treed! Say it just like that. Treed! Thank you, Treed! Although I have to refer to him now as Thomas, Tom, and TJ. Or, wait, I'm not sure. Do we have to pick out names now? Maybe we can just refer to each other as numbers. That's 67. 125! Why is that so funny? Eh, it's a new one. Okay. Thank you, Thomas, and welcome to the madness and the bitstrip got me. Yeah, I'm talking and talking and talking. You're right. You're right. And I acknowledge the fact, I bet you that 3/4 of all these weekly challenges is just me gabbing off. I should just shut up. So I will. Next up is Thomas Petrie. See, I got that right for once. He's returned. He took a little break and now he's back and he's ready to go with two stories, as he always is. It took him a while to come up. Ooh. I see a big white trash bag on the patio. Ooh, they're delivering early. Here's Thomas. Thomas Petrie. God, we're turning into the Tomcast.
The power had gone off at Ben and Jerry's production facility. The weather was a record breaker for Vermont. Tons of ice cream were produced each day in the facility. Employees were not happy with Unilever's acquisition of Ben and Jerry's, so a rogue underground formed with plans to sabotage the plant. They threw 10 pounds of metal shavings into the diesel backup generator and smashed the large transformer. After 4 hours, the first wave of ice cream came flowing out of the coolers onto the main floor, taking several workers through the overhead doors to the parking lot. Heidi carried a pouch of small mammals with her everywhere she went. She carried miniature hamsters, mice, and gerbils with her as she plied her trade in Portland. She was a vaudevillian, and her act was the purest street theater that visitors to the River Park would ever see. Each of her pets was dressed and made up as a Hollywood star. They stood on a simple, homemade stage and mimed recordings that Heidi wrote and produced. Of course, the content of each of the recitations was vulgar and distasteful, as Heidi was not taking her meds and hated actors.
Wait. Unilever bought Ben and Jerry's? Oh, Ben. Oh, Jerry, you whores. Oh. I'll never eat them up. Wait, hold on. Ooh, some Cherry Garcia. I'm going to put that in my coffee. You ever put ice cream in coffee? It just breaks it all up and all the little bits and pieces, and it's much better than cream. Although not as good as Bailey's or Kahlua. Thank you, Thomas. Welcome back. Maybe a topic 1 week should be just Tom. No. Then that'll put the Toms on the spot, and they'll just... I don't want to get anybody totally neurotic about their stuff. Okay, you already are, but I don't know. We got two. Two from Batgirl. Batgirl's back. This is so cool. And Whiskey, I guess, is a little, Well, she's got a lot to deal with. So, I'm not going to put anyone on the spot. No, I'm going to be very understanding and just say, it's okay. It's all right. If you're busy, then just listen and enjoy. We're all here for each other. Except for Joe. He's off on his own. I'm obsessing again. I'm looking at the trash bag just over and over. I saw Nardo in the litter box. He's awake. So he's puttering around. So, that means I gotta clean those. See, all these things start stacking up in my mind, the stuff I need to do. Like taking this timer and putting the timer back in the kitchen. And just all this stuff that stacks up, and I can do it later. But I don't want to do it all at once. And this other headset, it needs to be wrapped up because the cord's everywhere. And everything exists at once. You see, this is how I start rambling. Batgirl. Two stories.
Contrary to mainstream fairy tales, once upon a time, a volcano destroyed the kingdom of Krypton, burying its inhabitants under leagues of lava. All died but one. Princess Kara Zor-El escaped in a small boat launched into the ocean minutes before the eruption. She had been placed into a deep, magical sleep that would keep her alive and unchanged until her craft found safe harbor. After countless years, she washed up on the shores of the Froglands. Prince Croaker found her on the beach. Compelled by the magical spell, he kissed her sweet lips and they lived happily ever after. The end.
Aw, that's so sweet. I'm not supposed to say anything. There's another story. Hold on. Wait. I'll cue it up.
Looking back, Magic found that she had lost herself somewhere along the way. Everything about her had changed repeatedly over time, sometimes in small gradual transitions, often in swift radical transformation. Scanning herself from head to toe, she could not discern a single identifiable aspect that had endured over time. "I feel like I'm me," she thought, "but there's no me to be found." Magic fell into a state of silent awareness, releasing the story that had held together the shapes, colors, sounds, thoughts, emotions, memories, and experiences that formed her sense of self. She was gone. All was good.
Aww. She's gone. And she didn't even turn into a frog. Oh, thank you, Bot Girl, for those two. I like that one. Kissed and turned back into just... We're all frogs. Release your inner frog. And my inner frog wants coffee. Drown, you webby son of a bitch. Probably get your own Google Plus page at some point. Thank you, Bot Girl. See, next week I'm going to... Okay, next week is going to be the thank you, and then introduce the next story, and then go. The 15-second Tebow drill. So it's going to be a Tebow cast next time. Although it's... No, it's Weekly Challenge 300. I've got to really, really blither like an idiot. Guys, I'm sorry. I really am. I'm turning these things into marathons of empty babble. I really need to get, like, GarageBand and then put in chapters so that you folks can just hit skip, 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 get to the real story. Unless, you know, you're listening for my babble, then you can skip the stories and listen to me, which, you're really sick. Speaking of sick, hey, let's hear what the kids are thinking these days. He's not really a kid, though. He's kind of, you know, grown up and writing and probably shaving, too. So, it's a close shave. He got this in on time. Chris, the nuclear kid. Ta-da! You see, I actually include music sometimes.
I walked down the road, the sun beaming warm and bright. I saw my destination. My mission was almost complete. I walked into the ice cream shop and waited in line. I knew what I wanted. It seemed like years, even decades before my turn in line. I walked up to the cashier and placed my order. "Hello, how may I help you today?" says the cashier. "Hi, I would like the brains flavored ice cream, please," I say. "Very well, that will be $1.19. And is that all?" "Yes, thank you. Have a good day. Yourself as well."
Thank you, Chris the Nuclear Kid. And if other kids call you that at school, you know, you gotta learn to fight. Watch that Ralph Macchio movie. Was he in any other movies? I don't know, let's find out. R-A-P-L-H Macchio and Wiki. All right, let's look this up. Ralph Macchio, 19... My God! He's 50! Oh, Lord! Oh, man. I feel old. Okay, he was in My Cousin Vinny. He was in Ugly Betty. I never watched that. He was in Psych for an episode. Beer League. Oh, that sounds like a promising movie. Oh, yeah. That's Artie Lange. That's right to the discount bin. Is there even a discount bin anymore? Are there even Blockbusters? Are there even movies out there? Is there a world out there? I don't know. Okay, so next up we have Steven the Nuclear Man. You know, he sends his kid out to make sure it's safe. And then, okay, it's all safe for the rest of us. He wants to remind everyone that Spec the Halls is not over until January 31st. So keep those specs going. You know, Specs is a liquor house down here. I can make a joke about liquor, but, you know, Gilbert Gottfried already has. Right, let's just go ahead and get your face full of Steven the Nuclear Man, and I'll get out of your way. No, really. I'll be standing over here. No, really, it's okay. It's safe.
Up. Down. Heavier each time. The sheep scattered. They could have said something, could have told him to turn around. All things spoke in those days. They had seen their fate on the stone and searched for the serpent instead. Up. Down. Hot splatters bounce once onto dry soil, then sink. Up. Down. Until his brother's chest no longer moves to those directions. The murderer digs his brother underground. The flesh will give a good harvest. He will lie tonight with mother to help fill the earth. And when the harvest comes that fall, father will finally love him best.
Yeah. I love it. I love it when there's a good murder, as opposed to a bad murder where people are running around the house. You know, Candlestick Park? Tebow was killed with a Candlestick Park in Candlestick Park. That's just sad. Oh, man, he was just... You know, everyone's going to say, oh, he sucks. Dude, he's a professional football player. He's making millions. He's living his dream. I don't think that sucks. I don't think that sucks at all. The dude, you know, he put a lot into it and all that. What's all this? Tebow sucks. He's a rookie. You know, maybe he'll get better. And at least he's having fun. Looks like he's having fun. Dude, could you say that you're having fun at what you're doing? I'm having fun at what I'm doing. Are you? Is Steven? I think he is. If we're enjoying, where's the suck? And I'm telling you, let's all be nicer to each other. Just, how can you believe that? Thank you, Stephen, for that moment of thought. Next up, oh my God, Ross from Rossitron is back. Who let him in? Oh, I did. Welcome back, Ross. We missed you. Really, every week I was going, Ross and Rachel? No. Rossitron! So, although I don't see you on the guest list. Oh, we'll just slip you under the rope anyway. Here's Ross and his story.
Hey everybody, it's Ross from Rossitron.com. And this week's challenge was a pick two. I think you'll be able to figure out which two I chose. This one's called Sand. When she was 7, she made a sandcastle on the beach. The boy next door helped her shape turrets, a courtyard, a moat. After they finished, he fashioned a tiny paper flag and planted it, the flimsy pennant fluttering in the salt-laden breeze. When she awoke, the castle was gone, erased by the whispering tide. The boy and his family had left before dawn. Now she helps her son place his flag atop a crumbling sandcastle, notes the rush of the incoming sea, and pulls the boy into her arms for an embrace she does not ever want to end.
Ooh, I know which two you picked, but we're going to make this a challenge, so I'm not going to tell anyone. So thank you, Ross, and don't be a stranger, be a strangest. No, keep coming back, please. We need more stories, although we've got 20. 20 this week. It's not a record, because, you know, the record was with Christmas when there were, 700 stories? That episode was about 3 weeks long. There are people that are still listening to it. And it was great. It was great, man. It was like everyone coming back and celebrating and sort of, I don't know, I'm in my underwear. Well, of course, because I've got my shorts on, too, and then I've got my long johns, and then I've got plate mail. Can't be too careful. There may be a surprise orc attack, or get an arrow to the knee. Thank you, Ross. Next up is... wait, breaking news. Hold on. Yep. More hate. Love it. Next up is Kate Storymoon. relative newcomer to this fun, fun time. Kate, now don't worry. Don't worry, girl. Let's hear what you got. Sam, working little things into there.
Look what's behind you. Not. The mantra at home, see out, look up. Otherwise, I'd have missed the portal into the I-10 West Borealis just out of Tucson. Again, San Antonio to L.A. Just me and the dogs pushing it through miles of scrub and rock. Ahead, the sky was pinking when I hit the wormhole doing 80. Time slipped sideways. Fuchsia and gold fingers beckoned. To the rear, indigo hands strained to meet them. Minutes were hours. Hold the wheel, said a voice. Shh. I prayed for 360 peripheral vision and for absolution and infinite forgiveness for forgetting who I am.
Thank you, Kate. Notice how these little bumpers in between get faster and faster, because I'm just like, oh, I'm almost at the end of the list. Okay, I need to get these all in. I actually hurry the hell up. Right, and speaking of hurrying the hell up, Danny Dwyer is here. All right. Oh, wait, hold on. All right. And last but not least, my suggestion for next week's topic. No, we're not going to use that one. But he did pick four from the lists. Oh, how do I pick the topics for the next week? Sometimes I write them down, put them in a hat, shake them. Sometimes one jumps out at me and I go, oh, yeah. If there's someone out there that wants to actually be the official picker of the weekly challenge, any volunteers? And I could just, you know, as they come in, post them up on the Twitter feed and then base it on the number of retweets and favorites. Or you can put them in the comments. You know, first person to put a comment in for the topic, and that'll be it. I don't know. Just, you know, no one ever puts in comments. Oh, I'm rambling again, and it's late in the podcast. Here's Danny. I think you want to hear his story and not me babble, right? If you don't want to ever hear me babble again, put in the comments. Everybody, put in comments, put in likes and plus ones and retweets and shares and what is MySpace? Does MySpace even exist anymore?
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here once again with Weekly Challenge 299. Pick two from this list. I actually picked four off of Mr. Mariner's list because I think they fit into the following story quite well. So I hope you enjoy. I was running through the woods, trying to get away from a rabid pack of small mammals. I finally reached the nearest road, so I stopped to look at what's behind me. The pack of small mammals were gone. I couldn't believe I was able to outrun them. What luck! There is a small diner up the road. So I approach and enter the empty diner. I hear rustling behind a counter, so I look. To my horror, the horde of rabbits, raccoons, and squirrels were eating the remains of the cook. They stopped and looked at me, their red eyes glowing.
Don't just hope that people will enjoy. Know that people will enjoy, which I did. Thank you, Danny. That was great. And you know, just you and Zach, man, just you go to town on these pick twos. Thank God we don't put anything in there that's overly embarrassing. Incontinence, adult diapers, random sex act with fish. You see, I'm already losing it. We're coming up on 45 minutes here, so I'd better speed up. Norval Joe. He's got a patio book coming, and I think you should follow. Do you put instructions on the patio book, Joe? Let's find out. And if you don't, I'll throw a little something in.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 299 with prompt of Pick 2. On Wednesday the 18th, my story, The Price of Friendship, goes live on Podiobooks.com. I've only worked on it for about 3 years now. It's been a goal of mine since I first listened to Nathan Lowell's share stories about 4 years ago, over 4 years ago. If you could do me a favor and go over to Podio Books on Wednesday morning and subscribe and download the first few episodes, I'd really appreciate it. You don't have to listen to it if you don't want to. It's mainly a teen or family-related story about a boy who crosses dimensions trying to save a friend. You know how it goes. The more people I get to download that first day, the better my stats look. So hopefully find some new listeners. So if you do that for me, I'd appreciate it. Thanks. Well, here's my story for the prompt of Pick 2. Owen knew that the dwarf was surly and contrary. They hadn't traveled the last 3 weeks without that becoming apparent. But what could possibly make him so reluctant to enter his ancestral home? Findert, the boy asked as he waited for the ranger to light his torch. You've complained every day about being above ground. And now you fear going below? The dwarf slipped a talon as long as Owen's hand from his belt pouch. Me family's been gone from the mines for 2 centuries, Findert growled. Hopefully the creature that left this in my father's corpse is gone too. Thanks for listening. We'll look for you Wednesday morning and see you next week.
If I download it, I'm going to listen to it. So I'm going to download it and listen to it because I'm sick of all these This American Lives and the story with Dick Gordon and Jim Fleming to the best of our knowledge. I'm sick of all these informative podcasts. I want a story, damn it. And you people should too. So I insist that you go to Podio Books, and when his thing is up, I'm going to tweet it and retweet it and plurk and Facebook it and plus one it and just rub it in your faces and grind against the poll. All right, that's a little too strange. Thank you, Norval Joe, and good luck with getting to number one and beating out all those other bastards, patio bastards. We'll crush them. We'll crush them all. The 100-word stories army will defeat them all, and there isn't anything that Norm Sherman can do about it. Have we decided that Norm Sherman is our... No? We need to pick an enemy. There always has to be an other. You always have to be against someone, because that's what works, right? Maybe Mitt Romney. I don't know. Does Mitt tell stories? Okay. One more, and it's going to be by Planet Z, and then we're out of here. We're coming up on 50 minutes, so Planet Z, everyone.
Jack is in the kitchen, looking through the freezer. The ice cream is gone, he says. I didn't look up for my book. Did it leave a note? Jack rummaged some more. Whoa, you're right, it did. He came out of the kitchen and showed me the note. We tried to read the note, but it was a scribble. Ice cream doesn't know how to write, I guess, I said. Or phone home. We didn't call the police. Kidnappers don't like it when you involve the police. Was it a ransom note? Then why the scribble? We ate cookies instead.
And there you have it. A huge number of stories about topics in our Pick 2 list. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the authors' websites, the text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff, like a little button that takes you to Stitcher Radio so you can listen to it again, but streamed. Say that again. Streamed. The more people see this on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter and other social networks, the more explaining you'll have to do to your God. Yes, your God. Your personal God who will smite you. Until next week, when the topic will be Museum. This is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening, and, as always, keep it brief.